This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held bilateral talks with the US President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. In his remarks, Mr. Modi said he and Mr. Trump will continue to advance India-US strategic partnership. He said Mr. Trump has made a contribution towards strengthening the relationship to make them comprehensive. The Prime Minister recalled Howdy Modi event in Texas and Namaste Trump event in Gujarat. Mr. Modi congratulated Mr. Trump on his grand and historic victory in the U.S. presidential elections. He said last year people of India gave him the opportunity to serve them for the third consecutive time. He said together both will march towards progress and prosperity of the two nations. He said this is not an era of war and that issues must be solved with diplomacy. Mr. Modi expressed happiness that President Trump has taken the initiative to restore peace. He said the world thinks India is a neutral country on this issue, but India is not neutral. It is on the side of peace. U.S. President Donald Trump in his remarks said Mr. Modi has been his friend for a long time and Mr. Modi is a great leader. Both the houses of the parliament went into recess till 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session of parliament came to a close yesterday. In Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla said the first phase of the session has recorded 112% productivity. He informed the House that 177 members took part over 17 hours in the discussion over the motion of thanks on the address by the President of India to the joint session of Parliament. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has also been tabled. Earlier, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced Income Tax Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. The bill aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. Speaking on the bill, she said that the new legislation has fewer sections and chapters in comparison to the existing Income Tax Act, and it has been simplified for easy comprehension by the common people. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned and will meet after the recess on 10th March. Replying to a discussion on the union budget in the Rajya Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the government has not cut down on any sectoral allocations in the Union Budget 2025-26. The minister said that there is no reduction in the effective capital expenditure as claimed by the opposition. President's rule has been imposed in Manipur days after the resignation of Chief Minister N. Biren Singh. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued an official notification in this regard. The notification said that President Draupadi Murmu has received a report from the Manipur governor, and after considering the report in exercise of the powers conferred by Article 356 of the Constitution, President's rule has been imposed in the state. The notification added that the Assembly has also been put under suspended animation. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the broadcast of Mahakumbh on Kumbhavani station is reflective of Prasar Bharati's objective of delivering correct and reliable information. Mr. Sehgal said this while addressing a program on the Kumbhavani radio station in Prayagraj after taking a holy dip in the Sangam yesterday. Mr. Sehgal praised the station and said that it has emerged as an important center for live and reliable coverage for the Mahakumbh. The first India-Australia Senior Officials Consultation SOC on the Antarctica took place in virtual mode in the national capital. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday has said that the SOC was led by Paramita Tripathi, Joint Secretary of Kenya and Indo-Pacific Division's Ministry of External Affairs from the Indian side, and Adam McCarthy, Chief Counsel and First Assistant Secretary, Legal Division, and Sarah Storey, First Assistant Secretary, South and Central Asia Division from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade from the Australian side. The 38th National Games in Uttarakhand will conclude today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate as chief guest at the closing ceremony of the Games in Haldwani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Games at Maharana Pratap Sports College in Dehradun earlier in January 28. The closing ceremony of the National Games will begin at 2 p.m. at the International Sports Complex in Haldwani today. Currently, Surface Sports Control Boards lead the medal tally with 68 gold, 26 silver and 27 bronze medals. The third edition of the Women's Premier League WPL 2025 will kickstart from today onwards with the opening clash between defending champions Royal Challengers Bangalore and Gujarat Giants at Vadodara. And that is the end of this news bulletin.